creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
So everybody's running around catching imaginary things on their phones. That's fine. No, really, that is. You know what? If you're playing Pokemon, that's fine. I don't really care. It doesn't affect me one way or the other. I mean, there's all those annoying posts on Facebook, but that's really Facebook's fault, not yours. I fucking hate Facebook anyway. Welcome back to Not For Air Underground here on PodunkRadio.com with Justin McPatches. That's me. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I've been really, anyway, I've just been gone. Podunk's still flourishing, though, so that's always a good thing, especially with all the great shows on it, like Sick Boys Radio, right after this, Tor Boyle and El Bendito's Power Hour Love, sponsored by Maxim Entertainment, South Florida's very own superhero guys, very cool, and of course we got Loud, Fast, and Shitty every Monday, and we got Best Tables in Hell. We also got, Brothers Grimm Punkcast. They're awesome. So, yeah. And Underground Horror Radio, which will be on Thursdays soon. Which I think I might focus on that show a little bit more in this one. I don't know. I think what we're going to do is we're going to write out the next month or so. At least with two more, maybe three more episodes of Not For Air. And then I'm done, I think, with Not For Air. I think it's had a good six-year run. But, you know, I got Podunk now, and I got Underground Horror Radio, which after August is really going to be the focus because of the horror stuff in October. And we got Spooky Empire, Halloween Horror Nights, and Halloween itself. So, you know, we got all that stuff going on. And I'm going to just work on maybe just doing podcasts. Because, you know, like before, it was more of, oh, you know, the local bands and all that stuff. But now it's like, well, I got a whole station now. So if they want me to support them, I'll play them on the station. I don't need to do an hour show. Like I said, plus we got Power Hour Love, so we don't really need Not For Air anymore. You know, it's fine. You know, I don't hate it. I outgrew it in a sense. It started out with me and Matt and Boots and, you know, that's the way it started. And then we started doing the radio, then we brought Dumbass Fairy on board, and then, you know, after everything kind of splits me and Matt, you know, he decides, oh, I'm going to go do my own thing, which is fine, you know, except drops my name to get ahead, and then uses other people to do his show, which isn't that good anyway, because it's basically Not For Air, the original Not For Air. Yeah, I said that. I don't really care, because what's he going to do? Nothing. All right. And don't get me wrong. If anything, that fucking 8-bit diner does okay is because of Richard, who is basically me at this point doing all the fucking work. That's why it's as good as it is because of Richard and before that Bobby, not because of Dumbass Fairy. So I said that and I don't care if people are upset. They can go fuck themselves. I'm over this fucking being too nice shit because all it got me was a fucking just nowhere. So anyway, that's the plan. I'm going to work on some podcasts because apparently they're popping up all over the place now and they're all basically the same thing. One of them, people get drunk on them and I'm like, did that, you know, oops, you know, oops. So anyway, it's fine. But Podunk's still kicking ass. We're going to be sponsoring stuff. There's shows to go to. Green Jello's the big thing we're counting down now. And that's that. That's pretty much the main focus right now. And then after that, Underground Horror Radio. But there's plenty of good punk rock going on. In fact, we just played Punk Love with the Glitter Trash. That's the band. And the Frankenstone for the Dummies. So that's awesome good stuff. And we're going to play more good stuff now. Let's see here. What do I got? Ooh, I know. We're also going to have a cool cover coming up. But here's Scum City with Super Cunt. Yeah, I said that.
You can't seem to leave it all behind.
So, yeah, this is going to be basically a really short show. I might just start doing a half an hour maybe every week instead of an hour. Or I was going to do an hour for every 2 weeks. I haven't decided yet, but, you know, being my own boss, I can do what I want. So this other thing came up recently. I've been to a bunch of shows lately, a couple with my buddy Todd. TJ Lynch, horror artist extraordinaire, check it out on Facebook, does some really awesome artwork. A lot of it's horror punk, and even makes action figures for bands, which is pretty fucking cool. And we went to a couple shows put on by Ghoultone Records, including bands like Boney Fiend. Well, no, we didn't see Boney Fiend yet, but I have that record. We saw, let's see, Geezer, which the gimmick is basically they're guys who dress up as old guys that play like surf punk kind of music, but it's all like super positive, and that's part of the whole gimmick, and it's really good. Saw them live up in Melbourne, Palm Bay not too long ago. Very awesome band. Check them out. Lazarus is also really good. It's really good horror punk from Florida, so check them out as well. And, of course, Ghoultone Records as well. And, you know, I did that. We went to the Jim Rose thing that Maximum Entertainment put on. And there was, like, a show right before that at the Distillery as well. And it was all a bunch of kids there and stuff. And this is cool. And they like that, I don't know, that new alternative Taking Back Sunday sound, I guess is a way to put it. I don't know. It's not my thing. I don't hate the bands. It's not my thing. But then other shows go on and people say stupid shit like, oh, I'm really glad the scene's back. And I'm like, well, okay. And my buddy Scott pointed this out too. He's like, yeah, it's funny how people say that whenever like their show does well. And I'm like, the scene, well, it didn't really go anywhere. It's still there, you know. But here's the thing. There isn't a scene. And I know people are about to, like, lose their shit or whatever. But it's true. It's like, what scene? Like, what are you talking about? Not a unified scene, that's for sure. Because I think it's not a scene as much as people just go to whatever show their friends are playing, and that's it. And that's fine. That's what you're going to do. That's not a scene. You know, because nobody's working together. There's a few people that work together and a few people that support shows like this, but everybody else is doing their own fucking thing. And that's fine. I'm ready just to pack my shit and just do shows in Vero as far as the radio. You know, I got the Green Jello thing coming up and that's about it. You know, I'll fucking go to the Stamp because people actually go to shows at the Stamp just to go. And it's fun. It's a hole in the wall. It's not very big. It's loud. But people were fucking there. You know, and, you know, they're not booking shows the same night as somebody else in Vero, it seems. So that's always a plus. Problem around here is everybody decides to book the same night as everybody else instead of working together. You know, it's just, it's like, what the fuck? And, you know, it's stupid. So we don't have a scene. We have a music area. And there are good bands in this area that play music. Break the Hero, Prescription's pretty good. You know, you got other popular bands like the Gravel Kings, okay? The Ghetto Zombies are actually really good, and they're playing at Green Jello. Church Girls, entertaining, you know, crazy, off-the-wall shit. And they open for a lot of big bands, you know? So we have music here, we just don't have a unified scene, because people are throwing that scene word around, but they don't know what it fucking means, you know? It's like, no, you're going to book your shows and your friends are going to go, but you're not going to support anybody else's shows. And for the record, for the fucking record, okay, because this doesn't work for me. Telling me that you asked me to do a podcast somewhere when you didn't doesn't work. Because they said, oh, well, we got this other podcast because you said you were doing something else. I said I was doing something else, which is true, but I never got asked. I got put in a tag in a comments section of something. That's not asking me. That's certainly not writing me and going, hey, do you want to come do this? No, it's like the post was, oh, does anybody does a podcast out there want to do this? And then someone tagged me, which is fine, but it's like that's not asking me. That's asking whoever's around that might respond to this, want to come do this. That's not going, hey, that's Justin who does Not For Air and Underground Horror Radio and fucking owns Podunk Radio that runs an entire station that does nothing but support fucking bands. That's not asking me. That's like, oh, someone responded. So is that good enough? No, fucker. Now, the guys at Maxim Entertainment did ask me, hey, do you want to sponsor this? Do you want Podunk to sponsor this? Do you want to be, you know? And I helped with the Green Jello thing from the get-go because someone asked me I should book Green Jello. Then it went, you know, all around. So, yeah. You know, that's not asking me. So don't fucking do that. You want something, ask me. And I'll see what's going on. But I'll tell you this, there won't be a lot of freebies left because fuck that. You know, my time is money. I work hard. So, anyway, let's see. Did I play this band yet? No, I did not. I'm going to play this band, the Creepoids, and we're out of here. Bye. Enjoy Sick Boys Radio on next. They're very good. Better than me.
For air, Underground Radio.